Finally. It took you long enough. I've been hiding out in this horrible convent for 2 months now. The Scarlet Sisters here all have taken a vow of silence, so I have to talk twice as much as normal so I don't go insane. I wasn't even allowed to bring my handmaidens. I have to feed myself, clothe myself, even bathe myself, and in cold water at that. Look, I even have to pour this wine by myself. Drinking is my sole joy in my exile, and now the wine is finished. I have to fetch another bottle on my own. What good is it being a princess if I have to do everything for myself? Speaking of which, you can gather my things from the room and load them onto the carriage. Wait, what is that look? I may not recognize your face, but I recognize that look. You don't have a carriage, do you? Well, you can't expect me to ride a horse. My delicate legs would chafe horribly, and my poor bottom has never sat on anything not plush and cushioned. Besides, my governess always said that riding a horse would just lead to unladylike thoughts. So I'll just stay in my cold room and eat my cold porridge and take my cold baths until you come back with a proper means of transport. A carriage, and a good one at that, with nice soft cushions and a good amount of sweets for me to eat while we travel to wherever my father is sending me next. So I can't help but notice that you aren't leaving to fetch me a carriage. You aren't being a very obedient soldier. You do realize I'm a princess, right? I'll even be queen someday. At least when my father finally puts down the Duke's Rebellion. Which better be soon, because this being in hiding is ever so boring. When I'm a queen, you will be one of my subjects. As it is, I could order you beheaded now. Imagine what I can do when I'm queen. So, you better be a good soldier and obey me. You're supposed to be compliant, being a eunuch and all that. Where a real man would have something down there. All you have under my hand is... Oh my gods, I touched balls. The only thing between my hand and your balls was some chainmail and whatever you wear underneath it. My father would never have sent an intact soldier after me. Not alone. And especially not with me looking like this. I mean, look at this body. Only women and eunuchs have been allowed near me since my breasts started to grow. And as you can see, they haven't stopped, so it just gets worse every year. So if you weren't sent by my father, then you must have been sent by the Duke. Somehow he found out I was here? Am I supposed to be brought back to him then? Or are you just supposed to kill me here? I guess it doesn't really make sense to bring me to him. My father won't surrender the crown for me. The Baron can't marry me because the rules of secession still favor me over him. So the logical thing is just to kill me before some of my father's men actually do get here. Well, that's not correct, I guess. The logical thing is to rape me first, then kill me. You are a man, after all. And I'm a ridiculously attractive and nubile almost woman. Even if I wasn't so beautiful and turning more and more bettable with each day, there's the fact that I'm a princess. How often does a low-born peasant, such as yourself, get to have his way with a princess? Pretty much never, except in circumstances like this. The Duke may have ordered it done anyway, just to send a message to my father that my death alone wouldn't accomplish. So, will it be with my dress on or off? I quite like this dress, and I wouldn't want to see it get ruined. But then again, you're just going to kill me afterwards, so I guess it doesn't really matter now. It is somewhat delicate, as befitting of a fragile princess such as myself, so it should tear away with a minimum of effort. I'm sorry, am I confusing you? Is this your first rape and murder? I would have expected them to send someone a bit more experienced. At least for the murder part, but possibly the rape too. But please don't tell me you're planning to do only a half job here and just murder me. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't wish to get raped. Well, except by someone Baron level or higher, and then just a prelude to a loveless forced marriage or something. But if you're forcing yourself upon me delays my death by even a few minutes, then I'll embrace that lesser evil. Right, so move things along in the right direction a bit. I'll get onto the poor excuse of a bed they gave me. The dress remains on for now, to afford me some modesty. You can always tear it off of me when you're rutting, to echo what your cock will most likely be doing to my tender young body. But for now it stays. You, however, need to lose that chainmail. It will be too heavy for me, but more importantly, too heavy for this travesty of a bed. It would collapse under that weight. But by all means, don't hurry or anything. I'll happily delay my impending rape by as much as possible, and the death that follows as much as possible. All the while, I'll be hoping dearly that one of my father's eunuchs, or even better, a squad of them, shows up to save me from a fate not as bad as death, but still pretty much horrible, followed then by a fate that is actually death itself. Ah, there you go. Finally naked? Not any scars on that body of yours, which means you're either very good or very new. You do seem muscular enough, and I'm sure handsome enough in a low-born kind of way. So I'll get onto the bed first. It really is only suited for basic sexual positions. I think taking me from behind like an animal would work, but so would laying on top. At least with you lying on top, you could keep looking down at me and reminding yourself that you're raping a princess. From behind, I could be any girl. What good is raping a princess if you can't look her in the face and see the horror and disgust in her eyes? So I'll just lie on my back and hike up my skirts. I have stockings underneath, but precious little else. Well, except my little pussy and its virginity, of course. And to think that something as warm and alive as that will very soon be cold and dead along with the rest of my body. The last warm thing in or on my body will likely be your slimy seed. At that point, I should be properly broken. Then death might even be a mercy. I'll probably wish I hadn't pushed the entire rape thing so much at that point. But it seems like a good idea now. This is such not the image of losing my virginity that I had. I expected a wedding and a big party, then a silken bed covered in rose petals. I don't suppose you'd let me run outside to see what flowers might be in the area? Oh well, never mind. From what I've seen of this area, it would all be thistles anyway. Those would hardly have the same effect, although they might fit the actual mood a little better. But never mind me. I'm just in a dark mood today. Let's get on with this rape. Here, let me undo this bodice so you can get a good look at my breasts. You may want to touch them while you're ravaging me. You'd be the first man to touch them, of course. Well, the last two, obviously. But let's not dwell on the unpleasant. Let's just dwell on my breasts, which are actually very pleasant. As pretty as my face is, my breasts are really nice too. I was so looking forward to men writing poems about them, caressing them, maybe even coming on them. But I suppose what you're really interested in is my pussy. I'll lift these skirts up higher then, so you can see your goal. As I told you earlier, I'm not wearing anything other than these stockings. They come up high in my thighs, drawing your eyes to the delicate flower between my legs. I take my stockings off, lest they get torn or stained, but I guess I won't be needing them anymore after this. They aren't the only pretty thing that will be destroyed today. But there's nothing to be done about that, I guess, So why don't you join me on this bed? Oh, wait. May I request one small boon from you? Not so good, sir. I already informed you of my virginity, and I'm obviously not as grown as the average woman you may bed. I'm also finding it hard to become sufficiently aroused under the circumstances, if I may be somewhat blunt. No offense intended to you, sir. My fears that all of these will combine to make things less than pleasant for you and make them even more loathsome for me. But I am being a good victim so far, am I not? On the table there, I do have something my sisters made. Just a mixture of plant and other oils. I usually rub it onto my skin to keep it from drying out in this dreadful climate. But it seems slippery enough. I'm not sure what having it inside me would do. But then again, I don't need to worry about my health too much anymore, do I? If you could just apply some to yourself, I think you'll find it worth it. I imagine you'd slide right into me then, and spare yourself the embarrassment of not being able to get it inside me. Oh, that is most generous of you, sir. Even for an obvious lowborn as yourself, there is a touch of knight within you, and chivalry. Under other circumstances, I could almost fall for a man like you. Well, were you born a noble son, of course. And not a soon-to-be rapist and murderer. There, that looks good enough. Don't get so involved with applying the oils that you lose track of what the real prize is here. It would be somewhat humiliating for me to be upstaged by your hand. So come over here while we still have the light from the window. Now I do hope you won't squash me. You're quite a bit bigger than me, even without all of your armor on. I guess that's why you're a soldier and why they sent you alone for the job. But a lone warrior could travel much faster and get here before a proper group of my father's men could. Although, to be fair, unless they were all eunuchs, they'd probably have taken one look and just raped me too. Ah, there you go. Thanks for being careful about getting on top of me. And at least you're warm. It gets so cold in this convent, and you can see how the blankets are. Perhaps it's a mercy you'll be killing me. The cold and boredom here were threatening to do the same, but much more slowly. Well, I imagine you'll be wanting to put it in now. Maybe it will be easier if I move my legs farther apart. There's no sense in putting up a struggle or anything like that now. I'll meet the loss of my virginity with the same silent dignity that I'll meet my death. So let's see if that ointment helps any. Although I don't really have a prior time without it to compare to. Still, let's press on, starting with you pressing yourself into me. Maybe just a little bit at first. There. The tip went in easily enough. I think you'll find that ointment is absolutely magical, and you'll also find proof of my innocence against the head of your cock. But that, like my life, will soon be taken anyway. So let's not wait any longer, brave sir. Well, I don't want to think about what it would have been like without the ointment to ease the way. It wasn't how I imagined my first time, but then again, if it was fun, it wouldn't be a proper rape now, would it? Trying to find some enjoyment from this, or you trying to give me any would be so dreadfully inappropriate right now, so shall we carry on? But you seem to be enjoying this, rhythmically thrusting yourself in and out of me. And you think you might have skipped over this part, had I not brought it up earlier. You'd be missing out on an experience of ravishing my young royal body, and I'd be dead already. I call it an improvement for both of us. Oh dear. If you tell stories about this afterward, I do hope you'll tell them that I resisted far more and made far less lustful noises. And that I didn't move under you so wantonly the longer you drove yourself into me. I do have an image to maintain, even after my death, and it seems that despite myself, my body's becoming aroused. The ointment on your cock seems scarcely necessary now. Oh my. Oh no. If you keep at it too much longer, I may have a most scandalous response to this event. It wouldn't do for a princess to climax to a low-born man, and certainly not under these circumstances. But I fear that is what you're driving me towards. If that happens, you'll be spared having to kill me, for I shall die of embarrassment. But I can't stop it. Your hard cock is doing such things inside me, and despite being of noble birth, I am still a woman. I cannot fight my body's reaction much longer. I will climax soon and very loudly, I fear. And despite myself, I find that I'm liking the idea more and more. Come in me. Come in me, my soldier. My lover. If I am to know death, then let me know orgasm first. Only you can give that to me, my brave, strong soldier. Defile me. Excite me. Give me pleasure before you give me death, but come in me. Make me come.
Well, that wasn't as bad a rape as I expected. Perhaps my death will go better than I'm fearing as well. But I do have a few minutes before you kill me, don't I? It seems that sex makes me thirsty. You too, I wager, since you did all the work. There's a pitcher of water on the table over there. Since there's no wine, that will have to do. Let me fetch us some of it. Then perhaps we might have time for another bit of raping? Thank you. Of course, now that I'm up, I don't plan on coming close to you again. Oh dear, can't you get out of that bed? I suspect it might have something to do with the runes I drew under the bed before you arrived. They fed off the energy of our mating, and now that I'm clear of the area, they hold you in place in that bed. That was just a safety precaution, though. You'll be dead soon from the poison in that ointment you so helpfully applied to yourself. I'd offer you the antidote, except I drank the last of it when you arrived, mixed it with my wine. Well, I could mix more, but that would take some time. Plus, there's the fact that I want to watch you die slowly while I watch. Oh, you're not as dumb as you look. Well, yes, I am not the princess, but your mistaking me for her was understandable. Because while I'm not that princess, I am a princess? The princess's younger sister, to be precise. I was sent here to live with my sisters at a very young age, to be raised in secrecy in case there was a rebellion like we have today. You see, the Scarlet Sisterhood is very loyal to my family. They hid me and protected me, but more than that, they trained me. Then when my father sent my older sister here as well, we all protected her. Then we heard you were coming, with barely any warning. The Scarlet Sisterhood is taking my sister someplace even safer now, because we know of the larger force behind you. But I needed to buy some time for them, and this will do as a test of my training. It was even sufficient cause for me to forgo my vow of silence, and for all the sisters to forgo their vows of peace, because there are many, many sisters throughout the land. They have knowledge of steel and spell and sex, all of which can be just as deadly. They will turn the tide of this war for my father. Oh dear, did I knock over that lantern? Well, they can never return to this convent again, and the larger force traveling behind you will likely be here soon. All they will find is ashes and charred corpses planted by the sisters before they left. That will buy us even more time. Goodbye, my poor, poor soldier. If you are lucky, the poison may claim you before the flames do. I would have preferred to just have killed you myself as soon as I saw you, but I couldn't take the chance. You might have been skilled, or just lucky. And I did want to put my runes and my ointment to the test. So I hope you enjoyed the sex. I won't deny it wasn't kind of hot, but not as hot as what you'll experience next.